the other side as well. Okay, welcome back everybody. This is the decision notice from North Hertfordshire District Council. Date of the hearing is Thursday the 9th of May 2019. Members of the panel were councillors D. Allen, B. Lewis and M. Rice. The licence holder is Green King Retailing Limited and the premises address is Victoria, Ickleford Road, Hitchin, Hertfordshire, SG5 1TJ. Date of the application 14th of March 2019. The decision is this is an application for a variation of an existing premises licence under section 34 of the Licensing Act 2003. The subcommittee has read the material presented to it and has listened to all the evidence and submissions. The subcommittee has considered the national guidance and the statement of licensing policy and has come to the following decision. The subcommittee has decided to grant the application subject to the timings and conditions below. The licensable activities and timings. Thursday, the premises license is amended to substitute the new plan attached to the application and to include the following licensable activities and timings in addition to those currently authorised by the premises license. The sale of alcohol for consumption on premises on Thursday, 2300 hours to midnight. Hours open to the public, Friday, 2300 hours to 030 hours the following morning. All other activities remain unchanged following the grant of the application. Conditions deemed appropriate for the promotion of the licensing objectives. The subcommittee recognises that conditions will only be imposed on a licence where conditions are appropriate for the promotion of one of the four licensing objectives. The subcommittee will only impose conditions on a licence where relevant representations have been made and it considers that it is appropriate to impose conditions as a result of these representations. No further conditions were considered appropriate. This licence will be subject to the conditions offered by the applicant during the hearing in order to promote the licensing objectives. A complaints log will be kept at the premises and any complaints in relation to noise or other nuisances will be recorded in it. The log will record the date and time of the complaint, the name of the person making the record, the name of the complainant if known, and any action taken thereafter to remedy the complaint. Effect of failing to comply with conditions. The effect of failure to comply with any of the conditions attached to the licence or certificate is a criminal offence, which upon conviction could result in an unlimited fine or up to 6 months imprisonment or both. The subcommittee has taken into account the guidance issued under section 182 of the Licensing Act 2003, April 2018 version, in reaching its decision, and it has found that the following sections to be of particular relevance in reaching this decision. I won't read out all the sections, they'll be on your written copy. The subcommittee has taken into account the North Hertfordshire District Council statement of licensing policy in reaching its decision. They have found the following sections to be of particular relevance in reaching this decision. Again, there's a list of sections. Right, the rationale for our decision. Well, the subcommittee, having considered all of the information available to it, did not consider that the extension in hours by 1 hour on a Thursday would comprise the promotion of the full licensing objectives. The subcommittee was mindful of the objections expressed in the objectors' written representation, particularly about noise being caused by patrons as they leave the premises. It should be noted that it is already a condition of the licence that clear and legible notices should be displayed at exits, etc., requesting that patrons respect the needs of local residents. And while it has been assured that these signs are now in place, the subcommittee would reiterate that these are important and welcomes that they are now on display as required. The subcommittee welcomed the offer of a condition concerning a logbook and feel that this measure is appropriate for the promotion of the four licensing objectives, particularly the prevention of public nuisance. The commencement date, well, this decision takes immediate effect. An appeal may be made against the decision by the holder of the premises licence, any other person who made relevant representations in relation to the application. The appeal and appeal fee must be lodged with the clerk to Stevenage Magistrates Court no later than 21 days after the day on which the parties were notified by the licensing authority of this decision. And rights of review. At any stage following the grant of a premises licence, a responsible authority, such as the police or any other person, such as a resident affected by licensable activities at the premises, may ask the licensing authority to review the licence because of a matter arising at the premises in connection with any of the four licensing objectives. The review is a request for the council to look at the existing licence and decide whether its conditions are adequate to meet the four licensing objectives defined under the Licensing Act 2003. Thank you, gentlemen.
Can I just clarify something as well, sir? I think there was a slight typo in the notice that I gave you, and the hours open to the public, I believe it should have been Thursday, not Friday. It's open until 0:30 hours, is that your understanding?
Oh, that would be 0:30 hours on Friday morning.
So, so I think we just put...
There was two, because there was sale of alcohol Thursday, 2300 hours to midnight.
Right.
And then it said hours open to the public Friday. It should have read Thursday.
Yeah, so I think it's 2300 hours on the Thursday through to 0:30 on Friday the following morning.
Yeah. That's fine.
Super. To 0:30 the following morning.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we'll send you a copy of that, obviously.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Because that one's wrong.
No, we're actually reading out section 2 at the moment.